Welcome back. Welcome back. Glad to have you aboard here on this Ask the Expert show with your friends from Eggleston, EgglestonServices.org, and helping them celebrate 70 years of service right here across Hampton Roads with more than 33 programs and hundreds of people that benefit throughout our community right here, community-driven with Eggleston, again, EgglestonServices.org for more info. But as we round out this, the end of this Ask the Expert show, we've got so many guests here with so much great info and stories to share about Eggleston this past month or so. But so glad to have you here, although we're running out of time. We've got Miss Geraldine and Kristen, and I know that we have more to speak about that's happening right now across Hampton Roads when it comes to Eggleston.
Yes, we do. And we want to talk about the Garden Center a little bit more during this segment. So we're going to bring Pete back and Kristen. They're going to tell us more about what's going on at the Garden Center.
Well, one of the other exciting things going on at the produce market is we're looking forward to bringing in fresh produce locally grown from Cromwell Farms, as well as all our pantry products are all Virginia grown.
So we also at the Garden Center, the Garden Center, like I mentioned earlier, is one of our business units, and its goal is first and foremost to support people with job opportunities. So we have 7 employees there. At our shredding facility, we have employees with disabilities, same with our automotive and all the other branches we have. But we also like to support sister organizations and similar organizations. So in like our farmers market, we serve bread and cookies from Sugar Plum Bakery, who also works with adults with disabilities and supporting them. So you're not just getting quality products, you're not just getting great farmers market and produce, you're also supporting good causes. And you know, a lot of the other people who are in our farmers market are local small businesses. You know, all of it's, you know, local proprietors doing their thing. So we wanted to make sure we got the shout out to those. So come check out our Garden Center. It, as I mentioned in our last segment, it is open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 7, and then on Sundays from 9 to 5. We are closed on Monday, but as soon as the produce starts coming in April, we'll come by every week because we're going to have something new coming in every week once it gets going. But come by now to start getting your veggies and your plants and getting ready for, you know, spring and summer and making your yard look fantastic.
I love that. And in shopping with Eggleston and making those Eggleston decisions is really a and not just a charitable thing, but it just is charitable for our community. And the effects really do ripple in so many ways across Hampton Roads that people might not necessarily be aware of. And just like what you're talking about there, going to the Garden Center and getting the plants and veggies that'll thrive here in Hampton Roads, and getting Hampton Roads residents that can spread the mulch and deliver the mulch and do all the other hard work, and you can spruce up the yard, have it looking good, and be supporting a great organization that in turn helps the community we all live in. EgglestonServices.org is the website to go to find out more. But the Garden Center, excited about that, and the fact that people can go and kind of grow their own foods and learn about what plants are going to do well for them this time of the year is a great time to go. Well, what else, before we run out of time here at the end of the clock, should people concern themselves with when it comes to Eggleston this time of the season?
Well, I can share some ways that people can get involved and share some of the ways that we've already covered and some other ways as well. You can donate a car to Eggleston. Eggleston's been accepting car donations for decades, and we're still accepting car donations at our Military Highway location. You can also purchase a vehicle through our auto auction. We have an auto auction coming up next Saturday on March the 22nd, and again on April the 5th. You can preview what's being sold the day before. That's a great opportunity to do that. But we hope people will come out and support the auction on the 21st of March and April 5th. Also, we have the shredding event that we talked about in another segment. It's called our Earth Day event for shredding. It's going to be on April the 26th. You can also support, like we said, the Garden Center and the Farmers Market is the perfect time to come out for that. You can sign up for our newsletter and always know about what's going on with our upcoming events, or visit our website for that. You can volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers in our various programs. We will be seeking summer internships very soon. So So if you're a high school student or a college student looking for some opportunities to engage in the human service field, because we support the community, if you're interested in that, please reach out to Eggleston. We'd love to have some young people come out and learn about Eggleston and participate in our internships. And of course, we're a nonprofit organization, so we could definitely use donations, and people can do that by going to our website. There are many opportunities to make donations. So just to recap, just a few things that are happening. We talked about Earth Day. Also, we talked about Beacon House, Open House. That's going to be on the 21st, and it's going to be at our Virginia Beach Boulevard location from 2 to 5. Also, our OK 5K, our annual race at a walk, run, and roll event, that's going to be at the beautiful campus of Virginia Wesleyan on June the 14th. That's a Saturday. We're looking for sponsors and participants, and that can information can be found on our events page as well. And we're turning 70 this summer. Woo-hoo. So we're going to be having a wonderful gala at the Main in Norfolk on September the 18th. We hope the community comes out to support us for that. And we're looking for sponsors and some silent auction items to help make that event a very special event. We're looking forward to that. And if you missed anything with all of the dates that I've shared, then you can definitely visit our website for all of the details. We're looking forward for the community to continue to support Eggleston.
Great. And there's a lot going on. So if you didn't have a pen and paper, again, EgglestonServices.org. Go to the website and check out the calendar of events, from the shredding event to do some spring cleaning to sprucing up the yard with the Eggleston Center Garden Center items there that can really shape up the yard. There's so much going on, from the auto auctions and lots. That's EgglestonServices.org. EgglestonServices.org, and help celebrate that 70 years here in Hampton Roads. And by the way, it's not just December when people need to donate, for people to benefit from donations. Yeah. It's an all year thing, and Eggleston can help stretch those dollars and make them go as long as possible. Again, go to EgglestonServices.org. But we're out of time for this Ask the Expert show. Thank you guys so much for being here.
It's great to be here.
Glad to be here.
Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful day, and thank you to Eggleston, EgglestonServices.org.